babes, and you're in for a treat. Stay tuned, put your feet up, we're about to begin.
I'm a really big movie buff. Does everybody here like movies?
Love
them. Do you watch movies a lot?
Yep. I think TV or show or both?
Any kind of movie. I like movies. And, you know, they have traditional movies that are really, really popular, like the top 10 movies or something. Like, I love Singing in the Rain, Casablanca.
Oh, the oldies.
African Queen, Roman Holiday, those kind of fun
ones. Black and white oldies.
But, no. But listen, I have some go-to movies from where... Like when I'm in a certain mood, like if I need a lift in a certain way, or go-to movies that are a little bit more off the beaten track. Like, for instance, one of my favorite all-time movies is Moonstruck.
I love that.
You just took that. You just took that. That's the one. That's the one.
Snap out of it.
That's my favorite line, too. Snap out of it.
I love that. For a reason, right?
If you're such a genius, how come you got butter on your tie? That's another one of my favorite ones.
I don't remember that one, but I always remember
Where's the ring?
Wait a minute. And my other favorite line in there is, temporary, everything is temporary. The dad.
Oh, the dad, right.
And when you die, I'll dance on your grave in a red dress.
Yep.
Come to your funeral in a red dress. Cosmo's Moon.
I love Cosmo's Moon. That is one of my favorite, you know. The moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, that's amore.
That's actually our favorite couples movie, me and Harvey.
Oh, really?
Yes, the movie came out the year we got married. We've probably watched it hundreds of times. And I've got two drawers filled with DVDs. I wore out the VHS tape. And so as soon as I could get it on DVD, I did. And we've got all these things to choose from. And we'll look at each other and go, you want to watch Moonstruck tonight?
That's so romantic. Rob won't watch it. I've turned my girls onto it. Mm-hmm. And it's my movie with Samantha, my oldest.
Right.
Like, we'll waltz around the room to That's Amore. And we'll say all the lines, just like they will with Rocky Horror. We say all the lines with that. Do you ever?
Oh, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm.
Which I also exposed my children to at a very young age. But they love it, and that's
you're so progressive.
Let's do the time warp again, you know.
That was a first date,
really.
Yes,
ooh,
yeah. When I was
very
in high
interesting,
school,
what was he like?
Really,
he was a soccer player, so he was kind of growing up in Michigan, that was kind of unusual, so he was a little more on the unusual side. We had a lot of fun.
Wow. Yeah, that's very expanded for a job.
On her face.
Well, we want to ask you to
just imagine. And my favorite movie that I used to watch with my sister and my nieces, and I still watch it a lot, is My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I could snap you like a chicken. I love that part. Put Windex on it.
Put a little Windex on it.
What do you mean you don't eat no meat? That's okay. I'll make lamb.
I love that.
That's right.
You don't love me anymore.
Yep.
That was a great movie.
I'll
tell you, the first movie when I was really young, the first movie that I really wanted to see over and over and over again was The Sound of Music.
Oh, I love
The Hills Are Alive.
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind was always a huge one for me. I still love that movie. I will tell you what, though, if you have never read the book Gone with the Wind, read it. That movie was so long, and when you read the book, there were chapters that were cut out. They couldn't even get everything into that movie.
I did not know that.
It was
so long.
I did not know that.
I know.
I love Scarlett O'Hara. Scarlett.
And I love the Carol Burnett takeoff
on
that.
Wearing the curtains.
I remember that.
Yeah. Right, wearing the windows. What am I going to do?
Smack.
That's right.
Now,
That's
I so also funny. Absolutely love Katharine Hepburn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Philadelphia Story with her and Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant. Oh my God. The snappy repartee, the everything between those three characters, their energy, their synergy, their chemistry. It's just, I could watch that movie over and over and over again. And anything with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Anything with them.
Yes.
What about Wizard of Oz? Do you go to that movie at all?
I love it.
That movie makes me smile still.
I like that.
If
it's so happy.
I were the king of the forest, not prince, not duke,
butt cake.
That's right.
You know, my sister and I, we used to hide under the dining room table. Uh-huh. When those flying monkeys would come.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Scary.
So funny.
Well, when you talk about old movies, you know it's one of my favorite, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Really?
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
I liked that one, too. That was a fun one. But it's not
Did
a
you
go-to
ever see it?
Movie.
You never saw Arsenic and Old Lace?
Well, you know, yeah. Terry is the youngest.
She's our baby.
Of our group.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. Sometime you and I are going to watch Arsenic and Old Lace.
I think
it's
we should have
funny.
A Moonstruck movie night. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. You could do
I like that. Okay, this might sound funny, but when I'm looking for empowerment, sometimes I'll admit it, I watch Laura Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie.
I never saw it.
I love that movie. Have you ever watched, seen that?
No.
No. I've seen every action movie because in my house it's all about the guys.
See,
it's all about the action.
This lady always wants the action movies. I can only take so much.
But I love when the women have the strong, powerful roles.
So did you like
it? Smart ones. Yeah. I did.
Okay. I think that's great. And I also like the Mummy movies with Brendan Fraser.
Me too. Those are so great.
All right,
and
we
the
must plan.
Of the dead.
We must plan a Babes movie night.
Okay. I have the Mummy. I can bring that. Okay. And I think we might have Moonstruck,
I've got Philadelphia
too.
Story. I've got
right.
Moonstruck. I've
okay,
got...
make the popcorn.
I was going to say, who's bringing the popcorn?
I'll make the popcorn.
Okay.
I love popcorn.
Okay, you got it.
Done.
Previously, on an episode of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. The girls just traveled from the hospital to their parents' home. Sandy and their mom were beginning to acclimate Janice to the world of 2017.
Hey, Jan, while I'm searching for Star Trek on the TV for you and Mom's making lunch, why don't you go into your room and look around? Mom and Dad haven't changed a thing. It's just as you left it.
Yeah, it will make me feel so much better.
Jan walked into her room and immediately felt safe, warm, and cozy.
Oh, Teddy, you're still here. Oh, and my black light posters are on my wall. Man, that's groovy. And my record player and albums? Oh, let's see. Beatles, Monkees, Dave Clark, Five, Elvis, and Jefferson Airplane. God, they are so psychedelic. I think I'll turn on my black lights later and listen to them.
Meanwhile, in the other room...
Hey, Mom, I know Jan will be fine, and I know we can get her caught up to the current times, but what's she going to do?
Oh, what do you mean, Sandy?
Well, I was thinking that I could give her a job at my company. I know I can find something she'll enjoy doing.
Now, don't you worry about that. It's going to take a while for her to adjust, and in the meantime, she'll be fine right here at home with your dad and I. That's so sweet of you to think of getting her a job, and I'm sure when the time is right, she'll fit right in.
Hey, guys, check it out. My lava lamp still works. But hey, my phone is gone. Somebody stole my phone. I remember everything in my room, and my phone is at the top of my list. Where is it? Who took it?
By now, Jan is back in the living room and very upset about her phone.
Jan, Mom got rid of the analog home phone years ago. She and Dad just use their cell phones now.
What? What does some girl named Analog have to do with my phone?
Well, dear, no one called the home phone anymore, so we just got rid of it. The cell phones are much nicer, and we can take them in our pocket. We'll call Daddy a little later. Remember, he's on the drive back from his fishing trip with Uncle Lloyd.
The cell phones are like little computers, Jan. You can do anything with them. Remember when I showed you my phone in the hospital?
So some goofy girl named Anna Log made an invention and made everyone get rid of their phones and buy new ones? Well, that's crazy. I loved my phone. Can I just get another one?
First, there is no one named Analog. And no, sorry, you can't get a new one. They don't make your old prince's phone anymore.
What? You mean everyone had to get this little skinny cigarette pack looking thing? How's anyone going to answer my phone if I'm not there?
No need. They all have voicemail.
You can't mail your voice. And I had a little address book next to it. That's gone too.
Voicemail is like a modern-day answering machine built into the cell phone. The phones also have a section for contacts.
Machines answer the phones? And contacts? Well, what do you mean? You mean like contacts for your eyes so you can see better? Or the medicine, like give your cold the contact? Well, and what about my address book?
No. It's all a computer.
Compute who? You keep saying compute her.
Oh, for God's sakes, Jan.
Hey, don't tell me for God's sakes. You are very confusing, Sandy.
Hold on, girls. Janice, look at me. See, this is my cell phone because it runs on power called cellular. Watch what Sandy taught me to do. Siri, what is the temperature in Los Angeles right now?
The temperature in Los Angeles is 78 degrees. With a 30% chance of rain later this evening.
Mom, don't do that. It scares me. Holy crap. Does that thing see me too? Where's that lady that's talking? Is she in Los Angeles? How does she know the weather there? You can only know the weather from the TV or the radio or the newspaper.
Wow, Mom, we really do have a lot to teach her. Jan, listen, let's sit down and watch Star Trek for a while. Just chill out, watch TV, and settle back with an old show that's familiar to you. I'll get your favorite furry slippers from your room.
Jan sat in amazement as Sandy joined her on the couch and taught her how to work the remote control, explained the difference between cable TV and satellite companies, showed her the on-screen guide, as back in the day there were only about 13 channels, and tried desperately to explain why there are no more rabbit ears with tin foil on them.
Sandy, I just can't believe that there's no antenna on the roof anymore. And I just can't dig it that you have to pay for TV. It should be free.
Well, tell you what. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out to Sears and buy you a TV for your room that's bigger than Mom and Dad's, and it'll be a brand new model called a smart TV so you can get any song you want to hear without using your record player.
Sears, now that's a store I remember. Oh, can I go with to pick it out? I have no idea how a TV can be either smart or dumb, but I can't wait to learn.
Of course you can. We'll have a great time, and we'll swing by a couple of your favorite places, and I'll take you to a new place for your favorite food, pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Tune in again to learn what's next in Jan's discovery of the world 47 years later.
Okay, so I saw this movie last week. You know how you roll through the channels and you're looking for something cool to watch? So yeah. Actually, I think Rob found it. It was called Attack of the Killer Donuts.
Okay, so he's on par with my husband, who is like the king of finding the worst movies ever. How bad was it?
It was pretty bad, but it was kind of scary, and it sort of makes me not want to eat donuts anymore.
Oh, don't spoil it for me.
So that's kind of cool, because I really shouldn't be eating donuts, because they opened up this new donut place, you know, right near my house.
Yeah.
But you know, when donuts have teeth?
No. What? No.
Yep. You know, right in the holy part, and, you know, like the
hole. I was just going to ask, where are the teeth?
Well, it's
in sort of, on the outside or the
no,
inside
the inside.
Hole?
You know, the little inside hole in the
holy
donut?
Part.
The holy teeth.
Holy roller donuts. You should see they rolled along the ground, and then they would come in with these nasty, you know, like canine kind of teeth.
Who thinks and they this would, stuff?
Well, somebody that's high, probably.
Well, it probably was like an homage to Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Have you seen that?
I did not.
No.
I must say I did not see
that. It's an attack of a food. I just can't go there.
But they were so pretty and sprinkly and glazed
but
and cute.
But they had teeth.
Yeah, but so this guy's uncle is a mad scientist, and he invents some kind of, you know, potion-y thing. And he has a fight with the owner of the donut shop. And while they're having this fight, the potion-y thing flies out of his pocket and lands in the grease where they fry the donuts. And then when they fry the donuts, they become atomic donuts, killer donuts, and they have teeth.
Well, this all makes sense then.
Yeah.
It was a potion-y thing that went in the grease.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so these donuts start eating everyone instead of you eating the donut. The donut eats you. And it really was kind of scary, but funny at the same time. I highly recommend it. And it was really kind of cool.
Was it a cartoon kind of?
No.
Or is it more like a...
It was like campy kind of movie. It had like, you know, homages to like the you know, Rotten Tomato one, the Killer Tomatoes, a little bit of Psycho, I think like a Psycho scene was in a little bit with the donuts. And
here
the donuts.
I was thinking I was going to treat myself to a buttermilk bar or an apple fritter tomorrow from my favorite donut place, and now I can't even
visualizing bars don't have holes, so you would be safe.
That's good. Fritters and bars are solid.
Right. They don't have holes.
I'm safe.
You don't have to worry about teeth. Safe. I think you're okay.
Okay.
All right. So is that, have you seen any like campy fun movies that you thought were kind of cool?
No, I live in a cave most of the time.
Oh, okay.
work.
Work. What about you, Diana? Have you seen any?
No, I leave that to my husband and I'll walk in because I'll hear some ridiculous dialogue or some very strange special effects music and I'll walk in and I'll glance and I'll go, oh, you're all on your own now. And then I just go in the other room because I don't have the patience to watch something that's that silly.
Do you recommend Attack of the Killer Donuts?
Well, I would recommend it if you like bad movies that are kind of funny because they're bad, but are also a little bit creative, but have really bad special effects. Like, you know, like those Japanese movies where,
Godzilla.
where they're speaking and their mouths are moving and nothing comes out. And a few minutes later, you know, you hear sound. It's not like that, but it's sort of like that. I mean, it's on the par of
so
that bad.
Unless you've had a lot of wine, don't bother Attack of the Killer Donuts.
Smoke a lot of pot, you know, and enjoy it.
That's true.
You know, so yeah. So you should be in an altered state, but it's really hot.
Wait a minute. You catch a buzz to watch the Killer Donut movie, but now you got the munchies and you want some donuts, and then you're looking at the donuts and you're afraid they're going to bite you back, and then you just freak out. Okay, never mind. I can't handle it.
You know
too
what?
Much.
Next Halloween, just for fun, I'm going to get some donuts and get some of those wax teeth.
That would be so funny. Yeah,
Attack of the Killer Jelly Beans next. Who knows?
Oh, no.
All right, well, Easter's coming. You never know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's take this show out with some outtakes. What's she gonna do?
What do you mean, Sandy?
Well, I was thinking that maybe I
said
could...
that wrong. I'm sorry. Try it again.
It was okay.
Okay.
All right. You want me to go back to
Hey, Mom? Okay.
Hey, Mom. Jan will be fine.
Now, don't you worry about that.
Fuck.
Drop the F-bomb.
Sorry. Woo. Take that out. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to put that for put a bleep.
Okay, here we go.
Now, don't you worry about that. It's going to take a while for her to adjust in the meantime. Now, don't you worry about that.
Why do you keep second guessing yourself?
I'm tired.
You're
okay,
fine.
Go.
Okay,
you
here.
You fine.
Just now.
That's so sweet.
Take another hit off that Coke, will ya?
Not that Coke.
I wish. Okay.
That's so sweet of you to think of getting her.
Mother of mercy.
Erica's hit the wall.
Okay.
Bam.
Okay.
That's so sweet of you to think of getting her a job, and I'm sure when the time is right...
You did her job. You ran it too quick.
Start it now. Okay. Just start it now.
Now, don't you worry about that. It's going to take her a while for her to adjust...
Okay, I gotta be able to see.
Okay.
Mom.
Hey, guys, check it out. My lava lamp still works. Hey!
Hey now.
And I'm the one that's been up since 3 in the morning.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Can I just say something?
Yes, ma'am.
You are mixing yourself up between a flat Midwestern accent and a Southern accent.
Yeah.
I know. Stop it. Make your A's flat.
That's what I said. I'm just having trouble finding
it. But don't
here.
Put sugar on the end of it, okay?
When the time is right. I just like the voice has flown out of my head tonight. I can't find it. It was here before and she left. Happens. Okay.